Berhalgard is like real big, you guys, with incredible things to see if you can only get to them. But travel isn't for everyone, and maybe you just can't find the time to get to all the places to see. Maybe you got busy, and then it was almost time for a new Verhulgard Ventures, and you didn't have anything prepared already. Maybe you're me. And that's why, on today's Verhulgard Ventures, we're visiting a location that's both near and dear to me. Because this time, on my travel show, the destination we're showing off is my house. That's right, you're going on a Verhulgard Venture to the Stonetree Broadcasting Tower. To get to the Stonetree Broadcasting Tower, depart from the west gate of the city of Stonetree, which, if you aren't from Stonetree, you might not know is actually the gate in the south wall, since there is no west wall. There's no west wall because west of Stonetree is the ocean, and walling that in would be, one, a huge pain, and two, inconvenient for shipping. Anyway, depart Stonetree heading south and go for about half a mile, and then take the small path marked by a post with a glowing crystal. That's to help people know where to turn, but also to help me find it when I'm returning home after dark. Follow the path until you come to a clearing with one huge tree in the middle, and perched in the branches of that tree, like a kid's treehouse built by a mad architect, you'll see the Stonetree Broadcasting Tower. As you approach the tower, be warned, you will be inspected by Finola's miniature giant space rabbit, Bunny Down Theo. Bunny Down Theo is, as you may have been wondering, named after Theobor the Barbarian, due to the similarities in temperament. Also, if he doesn't like the look of you, or if he thinks you intend to harm Finola, or to a lesser extent me, he will attack. Don't laugh. Theo's actually significantly larger than his namesake, about 5 feet tall at the shoulder, and he packs a vicious kick. Hello, Theo. To get to the front door, you could climb the stairs, but if you don't really feel like making the hike, especially if you walked here from town, you can just press this small crystal set into the railing at the bottom, which will instantly teleport you to the top of the stairs. Then, knock on the door. The door is enchanted. If you knock on it, we'll be able to hear you from anywhere in the tower.
Renthir? Why did you knock on the door? You know you're allowed to just come in, right?
Yes, but I'm doing a Verhulgard Ventures, so I wanted to walk the listeners through what a visit to the tower is like.
That's not exactly an exotic destination.
Well, not for us, but loads of people have never been here. In fact, I dare say most people have never been here before.
I guess so.
Now, whether or not you're an expected guest, Finola is always an excellent hostess, and will have exactly the drink you would have asked for ready for you. It's her party trick, having your drink ready before you get here and before you could ask. And here, I think this lemonade must be for me.
We've only been together for 35 years now. I don't need to see the future to know what drink you want.
I know. Are we expecting more company today? I see an ale, orange juice, and... is that the Copper Dragon's root beer?
Yep. I'm not sure who's coming, but that's what they're going to want to drink. I think it's a little bit more impressive if people don't know that I'm going to do that before they arrive.
Oh, right. Sorry. Do you want to come on the rest of the tour?
No, thanks. I've seen it before. I'll let you get on with it.
All right. So, right inside the door here is, I don't know, sort of a receiving hall? I usually just think of it as the entry floor. Right inside is where we keep the flying carpet when we aren't using it, and there's some comfortable chairs and couches and stuff arranged around a small table in the middle of the room, where we can sit and visit or play games or whatever with guests. Honestly, now that I think about it, we don't spend much time on this floor, so I guess the most notable thing about the room would be the teleport platform. When we first moved into the tower, it had this horrible, rickety, dangerous iron spiral staircase. And that was the only way to move between floors. A spiral staircase which killed the tower's previous occupant when he tripped and fell down it. So, pretty quick after moving in, I had the staircase replaced with these teleport pads on each floor. It works like this. You just step onto the pad, and there are differently colored crystals set into the wall, and each one corresponds to a different floor. From left to right, or bottom to top, since that's how they're arranged, the crystals will take you to the master bathroom. That one had to be on the bottom because it contains a full-size heated pool, the library, the entry floor, which is where we are now, then the dining room and kitchen. Above that is the studio, then the trophy room, and then the two after that are guest bedrooms, and at the very top is the master bedroom. It may seem a bit silly to put the master bedroom on the extreme opposite floor from the master bath, but since the teleport pads are instant, it doesn't really matter. Now, onward. Let's visit the dining room. This is the dining room, and the kitchen is through that archway over there. I may not have thought this through quite enough, because I'm actually not sure what to tell you about it. The table can seat 20 people, so usually Finns and I just eat in the kitchen. Finola is a pretty good cook, and I can make a reasonable facsimile of gnomish tacos, but we also eat out quite a bit. One thing Finola and I both detest doing is dishes, so we have a golem that takes care of that. Actually, basically all the cleaning for the whole tower is done by golems. I'm reasonably sure they aren't sentient, but just in case, they each get 3 weeks of vacation a year. I'm actually not sure where they go during those times. Huh. Yep. Kitchen. I guess that covers the food part of Verhulgard Ventures. Next up is the studio. This is where Finola and I spend most of our time. This floor is divided in half. One half being the actual studio, and the other is a sort of combination waiting room and workspace. The studio half is all lined with big heavy curtains, in a nice blue color, to cut down on the echoiness you get from hard surfaces. It's also got a few different crystal arrays. One on a desk so I can record sitting down with someone across from me, and another on a post because I like to record standing up sometimes. Outside the studio, there's a couple of comfortable couches and a selection of books for people who are here to go on air but aren't on air yet. This is also where Finola has her divination desk and some art supplies and sewing stuff. And in the other corner, I've got the little rock garden where I grow the record crystals and my crystal workbench. Well, next floor would be the trophy room, but I think I'll skip it since this Verhulgard Ventures already feels a bit ridiculously self-indulgent. Above that is the guest bedrooms, which are just basic bedrooms for guests. And above that is the master bedroom, which you don't need a tour of. That would just leave the library, which is cool. But I've set Richard Cranium the Skull up as the librarian to keep him busy, and I don't want to deal with putting him on the air today. So, I guess that's it for this Verhulgard Ventures. Obviously, I didn't include everything, but a lot of the things I left out are things a normal visitor wouldn't see anyway. I guess I also didn't cover any of the internal security of the tower either, but, well, I'm not going to do that. Except to say that attempting to use the internal teleport pads without either my or Finola's express permission always moves you to a bare, windowless room where you can stay until I have time to deal with you. So, you know, don't do that, because I'm very busy. We'll see you next time, when maybe we'll actually go on a Verhulgard venture.